You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
You can do a lot in one day. Travel to the other side of the world, write a short story, or even start your own online business. Save time, save money, and get your products online now. From $4,999 per e-commerce website, you will receive everything you need to start selling online, delivered in 24 hours. No experience needed. Just leave it up to Odette Butcher, the e-commerce coach for buyonlineshops.co, Google certified with over 1,800 stellar reviews. Forget the hassle and start your side hustle today. Visit buyonlineshops.co or contact 084-811-9163 to get started.
It's just on 13 minutes past four, and we welcome back to the studio a lady who knows a thing or two about digital marketing. Her name is Odette Butcher, and she speaks to us in a series of discussions she's having on Zone Radio called Digital Transformation on Air this afternoon. Her topic is A Mind Before Business, What is E-Commerce? But before we even ask her to answer that question, happy birthday, Odette.
Thank you very much.
When was your birthday?
It was on the 1st of September.
Spring Day.
Yes.
And then you went away for a little romantic trip up the coast.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. Yes. And you were spoiled rotten.
Yes, I was. Thank you very much.
So happy birthday. Look, you don't look 64. You really don't. I mean, it must be all the running.
Maybe. Right? I'm just 21 plus fat now.
Oh, 21 plus fat. So did you go running up the coast?
I did go for a few runs. Oh. I went for a run to the Knysna Heads.
Okay.
But nothing too interesting.
What do you mean not interesting? Running to the Knysna Heads is interesting.
No, but it was in trail. There was quite a lot of traffic. I tried to avoid the traffic, but I did run along the lagoon. It was beautiful.
Okay.
Yes.
Because if you don't run, you get very grumpy and
absolutely.
You get withdrawal symptoms and the holiday is no fun.
Absolutely. Oh. For everyone else.
Everyone else. Yeah, I know. Did you have a run this morning?
Yes, I did.
Good. Then we're not going to get into too much trouble this afternoon.
There you go.
All right. What's on the agenda? What is this mind before business? What is e-commerce?
So today I just wanted to chat to everybody about what exactly e-commerce is, because I think so many of us are possibly still a bit shy and resistant to ask that question or even Google it for that matter. What is e-commerce? I mean, what does it mean? What does it do? What are the mechanics of it? What are the advantages and disadvantages? So I just have a few notes here about e-commerce just to try and simplify it and demystify it for us, because we cannot operate online until we actually have an understanding of what it is. Mm. So once we understand it, then we can move forward to actually build a business and grow a business online. So essentially, e-commerce or electronic commerce is a popular term for electronic commerce or even internet commerce. The name is self-explanatory. It is the meeting of buyers and sellers on the internet. This involves the transaction of goods and services, the transfer of funds, and the exchange of data. So that is essentially what it is. And I've included some very, very powerful statistics here. In South Africa, we are the 37th largest market for e-commerce with a revenue of $4 billion in 2020, placing it ahead of Portugal and slightly behind Nigeria. With an increase of 29%, the South African e-commerce market contributed to the worldwide growth rate of 29% in 2020. Revenues for e-commerce continue to increase. The biggest player in the South African e-commerce market is, drumroll, Takealot.com. Mm. The store had a revenue of $451 million in 2020. That's not rand. That's
dollars.
That's dollars. $451 million. It is followed by Superbalist.com with $69 million in revenue and Woolworths with $51 million. Together, the top three account for 15% of online revenue in South Africa. So with e-commerce, there are various different models of e-commerce. It can be classified into four main categories. The basis for this simple classification is the parties that are involved in the transactions. So the four basic e-commerce models are as follows. Business to business. This is business to business transactions. Here the companies are doing business with each other. The final consumer is not involved. So the online transactions only involve the manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers, etc. Business to consumer. Here the company will sell their goods and or services directly to the consumer. The consumer can browse their websites and look at products, pictures, read reviews, etc. You would then place your order and the company ships the goods directly to them. Like our relationship with Takealot. Mm. That is business to consumer. Mm. Then you get consumer to consumer, where the consumers are in direct contact with each other. No company is involved. It helps people sell their personal goods and assets directly to an interested party. So that would be something like Gumtree or Marketplace on Facebook. Mm. That is an example of consumer to consumer. And then consumer to business is the reverse of business to consumer. Mm. So the consumer provides a good or some service to the company. Say, for example, an IT freelancer who demos and sells his software. This would be a consumer to business transaction. There's also something that I've started hearing popping up a lot called M-commerce. What do you think that might be?
I have no idea.
Mobile commerce.
Ah, that's coming up on the handheld units, not necessarily the desktop or the laptop.
And I would say that that is probably, not probably, it definitely is. Statistically, you're looking at over 85% of all transactions are taking place on mobile hand devices. That's like all your app downloads, you know, your subscription purchases and stuff like that. So M-commerce is a new term that we're going to start hearing a lot more about, and that's relating to transacting on your mobile handset.
And will they differentiate that e-commerce and M-commerce, one being sort of desktop, laptop based, the other, they'll differentiate those statistics?
Yes.
Because the one question I want to ask you, and I don't want to throw you off where you're going with this, but in the statistics and the data that you shared with us, you said that there is a 4 billion, did you say, just over 4 billion South African market is worth or contribution to e-commerce?
29%, 4 billion US, US dollars, 2020.
And then you said the biggest players would take a lot and there was somebody else and then, of course, Woolworths. Does that figure include banking? Because essentially banking, any transactions that are, I mean, most people are doing their banking online and there are service fees involved there. And if banking's not included in that 4 billion, then that number is going to be a hell of a lot higher.
In my personal opinion, I think it probably has to do with buying goods online.
Okay, so this has got nothing to do with banking being part of the e-commerce.
No, I think it has nothing to do with the business transactions, you know, transferring of funds, like you say. I would think it has to do with products and services.
All right.
Subscriptions.
I'm just interested to know, because every transaction you do attracts a fee. And essentially that is a consumer to business transaction.
Absolutely.
Which is quite big. All right. Sorry, just ask the question. And if anybody knows, let us know. You can do that on the WhatsApp, 072-447-8044.
So it's quite interesting about this M-commerce term that keeps popping up now, and now we all know what it is. So I'm just going to go through a few advantages and disadvantages of e-commerce. E-commerce provides the sellers with a global reach. They remove the barrier of place or geography. Now sellers and buyers can meet in the virtual world without the hindrance of location. And I think that is the most spectacular for us as South Africans. And I think it's where we started our whole discussion about digital transformation and where my brain was on fire during lockdown was, what can I offer people overseas, even though I'm just here in the valley? How can I sell myself to people abroad? And that's the beauty of e-commerce and the internet, for that matter. Electronic commerce will substantially lower the transaction cost. It eliminates many fixed costs of maintaining brick and mortar shops. This allows the companies to enjoy a much higher profit margin. That makes a lot of sense.
Or a better price point.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Does.
It depends what you're selling. It provides quick delivery of goods with very little effort on the part of the customer. Means, you know, you can sit back, no traffic, no parking lots, no crowded shopping malls, etc. Customer complaints are also addressed quickly, or they should be. I don't think that's entirely true. It also saves time, energy, and effort for both the consumers and the company, because you don't have that middle brick and mortar shop to deal with. You just have a warehouse shipping out to customers. One other great advantage is the convenience it offers. A customer can shop 24/7, 365. The website is functional, or should be, at all times. It does not have working hours like a shop. Electronic commerce also allows the customer and the business to be in touch directly without any intermediaries. So it gets rid of the middle person, which is sad because it means that we have a lot of people being unemployed as a result. I suppose we're all just pushed to upskill ourselves into other areas. This allows for quick communication and transactions. It also gives a valuable personal touch. And lastly, these are a few of the disadvantages of e-commerce. The startup costs of the e-commerce portal can be very high, especially if you have a customized platform. The setup of the hardware and the software, the training cost of employees, the constant maintenance and upkeep are all quite expensive. I think people think that once you have an online shop, it just sits there and does its thing, but it actually is like a car. It needs to be maintained all the time. Although it may seem like a sure thing, the e-commerce industry has a high risk of failure. Many companies riding the dot-com wave of the 2000s have failed miserably. The high risk of failure remains even today. At times, e-commerce can feel impersonal, so it lacks the warmth of an interpersonal relationship, which is important for many brands and products. The other area of concern is security. Only recently, we have witnessed many security breaches where the information of customers was stolen. Credit card theft, identity theft remain big concerns with the customers. However, having experienced online fraud on many occasions, and that can actually be a discussion in itself, really it can, you can make a list and just be aware of transactions that are potentially fraudulent and how to deal with each one for each instance.
I think that would be a great discussion to have going down the line. Yeah,
I do. Then there are also fulfillment problems. Even after the order is placed, there can be problems with shipping, delivery, mix-up, etc. This leaves the customers unhappy and dissatisfied. So I hope this gives everybody or demystifies the whole concept of e-commerce, m-commerce, and electronic commerce, and just makes a little bit more sense of it all.
I think it's one of those things that the older generation were reluctant to embrace in the beginning. Younger people, they embrace this kind of stuff. They do it quite – I watch my son. I mean, just about everything he buys online.
Yes.
But it was something even myself, as an older person, was reluctant to embrace it because I didn't trust the fact that I was sending information that was mine and personal and only I should know. Yes. And my bank should know it was going over like a wire and I didn't know where it was going. But that was where, what's his name, the fellow that went to the moon, Shuttleworth.
Yes.
He changed that game when he came up with that encryption key thing that, was bought from him for don't know how many billions.
Yes.
Because that secured it. And so it is rather, it's more secure than it is unsecure or insecure.
It's very safe. Yeah. And I know in South Africa and as an e-commerce merchant myself, we are mandated by the bank. They have so many extra layers of security at time of purchase. There's that OTP. They have 3D Secure. And it actually almost prevents purchases from happening. And I remember asking them to disable it. And they were like, no, we're not disabling this because SA is very high risk, as is the African continent, for all of the online fraud. And as a merchant, because there isn't a person in front of you signing, you know, a credit card and presenting extra identification if you ask for it, if a transaction goes through online that is fraudulent and then the credit card gets cancelled for whatever reasons, even in a month, 6 months' time, the bank goes into your business bank account and they reverse the money out.
Okay, all right.
It's gone.
Okay. Interesting enough, 1982 was the first e-commerce site.
Wow.
Yeah, it made its appearance, and it was a Boston Computer Exchange. And this I can't find it quite bizarre because it was a computer exchange online.
Wow, that's
so
incredible.
So if people wanted to swap out their computers, that was the first e-commerce site, 1982. Shows you how far back it goes and how long it's taken to catch on, because now it's common day, every day, you know, people are doing.
I just think of when I started in 2005. Mm. I mean, wow. I was just so fresh and such a newbie and just had absolutely no idea.
Mm.
There just wasn't this type of information available, and people were very scared of shopping online, especially in South Africa.
Yes, yes.
Especially in SA. But you mentioned the older generation, and I actually read an incredible blog that was released from Google about digital marketers globally really do need to change their mindset about what they call, you know, seniors, because they have done these surveys and interviews with them. And apparently, you know, people over 40, people over 60 are rocking on YouTube like all day. They're shopping up a storm. They're streaming from YouTube probably more than the youth are, because, you know, they're retired or whatever, but they're very tech savvy.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, my father was 87, I think it was. No, well, no, 83, when he got his first tablet.
Wow.
And that's when he started to learn about all this. Today, he's
a legend.
He's a Facebook fundi, and he's 91 years old.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
So let's not underestimate them, especially if you have some products and services that you think older people would enjoy to buy or purchase online. Include them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely, because that divide is narrowing all the time.
What are they doing all day if they're retired?
Correct. And they don't want to go walk around a shopping center. My father's 91 years old. You don't want to walk around the mall.
And I think especially now, especially with the pandemic, the elderly are also more inclined to stay indoors a bit more, you know, and be even more worried about going out. So all the more reason why they'd be shopping online.
The other thing is don't underestimate this, I think, folks, is that it may not be them actually transacting. The father or the mother may go to the daughter or the son and say, listen, I want that. Can you get it for me online? So the transaction is done by a 40-something year old, but the end purchase is actually being made by a 60 or 70 or 80 year old. So don't underestimate that. And you have to market to them to get that chain reaction.
Yes.
The 1992 was when the next big evolution happened in e-commerce, and that was a company called Bookstacks Unlimited. Yeah, so they were selling books online.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was 2 years later that Amazon eventually bought that company and became Amazon. Wow. Remember, they started out selling books, and interesting that it goes back that far.
If you think all of the CD shops, video shops. That's all been closed down now. Mm. So they removed the bricks and mortar. Mm. And now we're all paying and downloading from directly from the internet. Mm. And it is more efficient. It's just a pity about obviously all the shops and jobs and that go.
But
it does make sense.
But you need to pivot.
Yes.
And that's what these conversations are about.
Yes, it is. How can we pivot?
That's it. How can you take your business, look at it where it is now, and say, okay, I need an online presence. Let me start out now in case... I mean, COVID has proven that businesses need to adapt and adapt quickly.
Absolutely.
Odette, always good talking to you, and I'm looking forward to the one on fraud.
Let's do that next time.
Okay, let's do that
next
time.
That makes sense.
Well, you must remember, because I will forget.
I will definitely remember, although I'm so old now. Maybe
Maybe just like a jog will help you.
I will jog your memory.
Jog your memory. Oh, you're so sharp. You are so sharp.
I am, Richard.
Ah, you are.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again. As always, thank you for all the effort you put into this and for being here. Folks, take her up on her offers. Now, you can get hold of Odette, and she gives courses on this type of thing. She's a consultant on this kind of thing. You can get hold of her and her... WhatsApp telephone number is 084-811-9163. Just go to your website, which is...
ecommercevirtualservices.com. But I think a WhatsApp is probably easier to remember.
Again, that number, 084 0800-811-9163. Get hold of her, ask her some questions, see if she can assist you in pivoting your business to what is becoming the future, which is the present, but it's going to get even more intense in the future. We'll have you back in 2 weeks' time. I look forward to that.
Take care.
You too.
You can do a lot in one day. Travel to the other side of the world, write a short story, or even start your own online business. Save time, save money, and get your products online now. From $4,999 per e-commerce website, you will receive everything you need to start selling online, delivered in 24 hours. No experience needed. Just leave it up to Odette Butcher, the e-commerce coach for buyonlineshops.co, Google certified with over 1,800 stellar reviews. Forget the hassle and start your side hustle today. Visit buyonlineshops.co or contact 084-811-9163 to get started.